The names of yoga poses are varied and creative. The dolphin, the happy baby, the sphinx, the wild thing, and the conqueror of breath all have evocative power in addition to their physical and spiritual benefits. Commentator Alyssa Eli recently found a new one, The Secret Message.
You never know where love turns up. This time it was in a library book of yoga exercises. I'd taken the book out and renewed it once in the hopes of starting a conversation with my woe-begotten lower back. We haven't been speaking for a while now. But I never opened it, and 2 months later there was an email reminder, a gentle cyber voice lowered to library tones, that it was due in 2 days. Time was wasting, and the closed book did my spine no good. I turned to chapter one and started flipping through, looking for stretches, flipping faster and faster as if seeing a pose was the same as mastering it. Somewhere between cobra and corpse, a slice of folded paper fell out. Devon, it said in magic marker. I glanced right, left, then unfolded it. Dev, the writer had written, can't wait to see you again. You are beautiful. I love you noodles and noodles. Mom. The O's in noodles and mom were covered with hearts. It's none of my business whether the note found its mark, but that hasn't stopped me from wondering, of course. On sunless days when life is nothing but an O. Henry ending, I'm sure Dev was just one more negligent reader with lower back pain, someone who returned the book to the library after 2 months without opening it, someone who never knew those loving noodles were waiting for him. But on sunnier days, when life is full of vitamin D, I'm sure Devon has read his note 1,000 times. On those days, he and his mother are practicing yoga together. She writes to him in lotus position. He reads it in mountain pose. And when the sun is really out, it doesn't even matter whether he found the note or not. She has other ways to tell him she loves him.
Alyssa Eli is a psychiatrist in Massachusetts and a longtime contributor to Only a Game.